Jaina Hawking on why men won't date women over 35 anymore. This broad apparently does some podcast where over-the-hill broads bitch and moan about being over-the-hill broads. Apparently she writes a column as well. What is this? The News AU. Oh, Australia. One of the top five feminist countries in the world. I see. Why am I not surprised? Anyhow, before I get to this story, I would like to ask those of you out there who like and appreciate the way I tell it like it is, the raw, red-pilled truth of what's going on in the world, so please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. In the middle of the page, you will find many useful and interesting. Everything on my page is useful and interesting. Off-show services that I offer. And at the bottom of the page, you will find not one, not two, but three donation options if you would like to contribute to my continued content creation. This show is always operated at a loss, so any amount you could donate would be greatly appreciated. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Heading back to the story. So Jaina Hawking is upset that men won't date women over the age of 35. So she begins by saying, I remember exactly where I was when I had my first, oh, that's what they mean when they say you're over the hill moment. You mean 35? When any pregnancy you have will be geriatric? Even if you did freeze your fucking eggs? By the way, how could anybody think that you're going to get anything but a substandard fucking kid when you're using frozen eggs? Does anything get better? Does anything maintain its quality after it's frozen? Frozen food doesn't taste as good as fresh food. Frozen veggies suck. And we all know what happens to people when you freeze them. Those ice crystals fucking form and perforate their cell walls. And when you thaw them out, they're just mush. That's why frozen meat isn't nearly as good as fresh meat that has been frozen. But for some reason, eggs are exempt. Eggs will be just as good after they're frozen as before. You're going to give birth to an Einstein. Yeah. And any wonder the kids being born these days are on average having 15 less IQ points than kids did 100 years ago. Yeah. Oh, but I just had my over-the-hill moment at 35. Oh, yeah. It took you that long to figure out that broads over 30 are over-the-hill in the eyes of men, huh? Okay. It was New Year's Eve, and I was in Byron Bay on a girls' trip. What is that? Broads going out with each other, trying to make each other feel better about being single and alone, I guess. A male friend of mine had spotted one of my friends in an Instagram story and asked me to sit him up with her. Okay. Instagram is a meat market, after all. I checked if she was interested, and sadly for this Cupid, it was a no. Well, why didn't you extol his virtues to her? Why didn't you convince her otherwise? Anyway... sisterhood, of course. The sisterhood, yeah. I care more about her wants and well-being and desires than I do about his. Even though, you know, he's supposed to be my friend, too. Why didn't you play him up to her? Well, anyway, I tried to soften the blow and said, what all good Cupids in a crisis say, sorry, she's just started seeing someone else. To which he responded, oh, that's okay, she's too old for me anyway. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. You're not allowed to have preferences, pal, okay? You're not allowed to have preferences based on objective reality and immutable truths about another person. Even though women do this in regards to men, when it comes to their height and their looks, their lack of a six-pack, but oh, hey, we're allowed to do that for some reason. Now, let me give you some background here. She's 37 and he's 45. Oh, well, he should just be jumping for joy at a 37-year-old. He should be just, you know, on the hook for a 37-year-old, right? Because he's 45. Wrong. When I responded with an, excuse me, what? I love the righteous indignation. He replied, like I said, she's too old. I want kids one day. So a 37-year-old that looked younger than 37 on Instagram, of course, you know. She probably layered on the pancake fucking makeup. Women can do that. You're not going to be able to really tell their age accurately until you see them the next day. after you've worn all their makeup off on your various pillows. Yeah, so he wants to have kids. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? That's wrong. 37-year-olds, could he have kids? Not ones that aren't named Quasimodo. Not ones that don't have Down syndrome. Not ones with subpar IQs. Now imagine one of those cartoon characters that's so furious the smoke literally comes out of their ears. Why? What are you getting upset about? Why? What are you taking it personally for, bitch? It's not about you. It's just reality. It's not a choice. It's based in biology. Men want to get with chicks who are younger than them so they can have kids. Yo. They want the youngest that's possible. And if they have money, they can get it. Oh, but that's evil. That's wrong. That's reality. Just like you don't want a guy that's under 6 feet. You want a guy that's big and strong and towers over you because he can protect you. That's biological on basis. I don't get upset about that. That's just the way the world is. It's called evolution. Yeah, well, safe to say that was me. Oh, yeah, of course. And there she is, by the way. She don't look that good. There's a definite lack of musculature in the legs. Especially where the thigh becomes the knee and the calf. And, she's definitely showing her years. Yeah, she's got the low-cut thing there showing the breasts. She's okay with objectifying herself. Oh, yeah, but don't you dare objectify me. Don't look at me, even though men are visual creatures. I want you to deny that part of yourself. Deny it because it's sexist. Okay, whatever. I texted back furiously that, one, she had her eggs frozen. Oh, yeah, I called it. How'd I know? Oh, yeah, she had her eggs frozen, so joke's on him. Wow. Boy, this is, joke's on him, your friend, who you're now ridiculing. Oh, wow, yeah. See what I mean? Women don't care about men. Gentlemen, women, you cannot be friends with them. In most cases, you want to sleep with them, and even if you don't, they're not your friend, okay? You, to them, are an object. You are an emotional tampon. You are an analytical device. You are there to be their strength, their therapist, their sounding board, to give them sound advice, to analyze their problems, issues, and concerns. You're essentially their pet Vulcan. You're a logic machine. That's all. They don't care about you or your feelings or our emotions. Get real. And number two, she's not actually seeing someone else. She just thinks you're a flog. I don't know what the fuck that is, but I assume it's a pejorative. Yeah. So she insulted him. See, she cares more about her female friends than she does her male. Because she doesn't give a fuck about men, like most Western women. Okay, so I may have been a little brutal, but seriously, not today, Satan. No, today, Satan. You're a Satanist, sweetheart, like most modern women. I had another experience recently when some bloke in the U.S. came across one of my articles and shared it on his YouTube channel with his thousands of followers under the title, Jaina Hawking Shows Why Women Are Shocked When They Hit the Wall. Yep. And? Why are you pointing that out? Not to agree with it, I assume. Oh, we're supposed to disagree, right? To make you feel better. We're supposed to be one of your simp followers, your legion of simp followers that want to bang you. For 27 minutes, he discussed at length why someone my age has left it too late to find someone special and should basically settle for whatever I can get. I'd love to know who this is, by the way. So many of these types of content producers on YouTube these days. And not for long, though. Once these big tech companies manage to get Section 230 repealed, they'll be the only game in town. Because they can afford the complex and expensive algorithms and infrastructure that allow them to instantaneously edit and remove content that might get them sued. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, some of my age has left it too late. Well, you have. You're 35, sweetheart. You're 35. It is too late. I was then inundated. Of course, that's why she really got upset with this guy earlier and lambasted him, because his views just made her self-conscious about herself and her own poor choices. I was then inundated by his followers on my Instagram account with messages telling me I'm washed up, too old, a waste of space, and I'll be single forever, and much, much worse. You gonna tell us what's much worse? They said you're washed up. Well, that's true. I mean, in terms of baby making, you are. Who wants you for having a kid? Frozen eggs? By the way, doesn't it cost a bundle of money? When some dude gets with you and wants to have kids with you and you froze your fucking eggs, aren't you going to expect him to pay for half or more of that? Because, hey, it's his kid too. Takes two to tango. And by the way, that doesn't always work. using those frozen eggs, man, that in vitro shit, that doesn't always work. And it can cost 20, 30 grand a pop. Some guy could end up spending 100, 150 grand to get you knocked up. Who wants to sign up for that? He better have a lot of fucking money. If he does, why would he get with you? He'll just get with a 25-year-old who wants a guy that can afford 150, 200 grand. Oh, man. Yeah, now, bless their cotton socks. They really helped with my page engagement for the week. But, of course, not one of them used their real name or had their real picture on their profile. So, of course not. Because they're not in a position of power and authority and privilege. It's women who are. You see, you women are protected by the establishment, by the media, by the government, by your army of simps, white knight, Captain Save-A-Hoes out there. So you can afford to do that. We can't. I mean, you're lucky I'm posting my fucking face. I'm posting my face, but I'm not going to tell you my real name and where I live. Fuck no, because one of you wackadoo feminists out there, one of your fucking Captain Save-A-Ho mangina simps will come to my house and put a fucking bullet in my head. But people on the right are too rational, too reasonable, not mentally ill, not nut jobs like you and your followers, so you don't have to worry. We do. Of course they didn't post their fucking pictures and their real names. Duh! Anyway, for blokes with such strong opinions, they sure like the high-bond fake Instagram accounts. Yeah, because it's not their side that's running around killing people. It's your side. And that's who they are criticizing. No shit, they want to stay anonymous. Boy. I love how she tries to equate the two and act like she's got just as much to be concerned about as people who criticize her. Talk about willful ignorance. Talk about being disingenuous, dishonest. Talk about acting in bad faith. Anyway, I'd like to say I had a little laugh out loud and I moved on. But upon reflection, I think I may have taken some of it to heart. If only you took more of it to heart. If only you took all of it to heart, because it's absolutely true. You should settle for what you can get. Will she? No. Of course not. I'm too good. I value myself too much. The real question should be, do men value you as much as you value you? If they don't, then you have an inaccurate estimation of your own value that needs to be corrected. And if not corrected, you will die alone. Oh, here's a whole bunch of her podcasts. This bitch can't help but trying to self-promote, yeah. Over the next month, I lost interest in the dating apps. Well, dating apps aren't going to get you anything but laid. By the way, ladies, even if you're a big fat pig, it's pretty easy to get laid. But if you're looking for love on a dating app, you're looking in the wrong place. I couldn't really muster up the courage to go on a date, and in a rather dark moment, I scheduled in an extra dose of Botox. Extra dose. So you're already using Botox. So obviously, some part of you acknowledges that it's better to look younger than it is to look older. So you understand how reality works to a certain degree. Oh, but me and shouldn't be want women to look younger. Well, what'd you do yesterday? I got some Botox so I could look younger. So they shouldn't want women to look younger who are younger. Meanwhile, I'm getting Botox to look younger. What? Wow. Whoa, 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 wow, wowee. So anyway, it continues by saying, I had this awful realization that many men have a cutoff age of 35 on the dating apps, despite their own age being significantly older. Yeah, because men and women are not equal, and women care more about a man's resources, and men care more about a woman's looks and fertility. So the things we want as sexes are different. So them being much older really doesn't play too big a part. You dumb broad, you. She's falling hook, line, and sinker for the equality argument. Yeah, men and women are equal. It's just a blank slate. Men and women are just a blank slate, and everything that they have in regards to preferences, that's just all a social construction. Yeah, okay. So there she is, closer up. Wow, she's got a beach of a fucking forehead. Look at that. That's huge. She looks like Pennywise in that new fucking It movie. Big, gigantic fucking clown forehead. What the fuck, lady? Oh, my God. Oh, rich philosopher, that just means she's got more gray matter. I don't think so. Anyway, so when my lovely mentor and MAFS expert, what the fuck is that? MAFS. Can somebody out there let me know what that is in the comments section? MAFS expert Mel Schilling. Mel? Is that a man or a woman? I don't know. I hear Mel. I think of Melba Toast. I don't know. Is that seems like short for, I don't know. What the hell is Mel short for? Melanie? Could be a woman. Okay. So Mel Schilling came on my kind of sort of dating podcast this week. But what is it with all these women doing these dating podcasts and they're all failures at dating? I don't get this. You know, these older broads, they're all complete failures in the arena of getting what they claim they want, which is a husband and kids. But they act like they're experts on the subject. I had a bit of a S-O-O-K, I don't know what that is. Is this slang in Australia, souk, about my current dilemma? And she was having none of it. Okay, so it's a she. I guess Mel is short for Melanie. Yep, she finally fired up and snapped me out of my pity party for one. Oh boy, here we go. Yeah, she's going to tell you what you want to hear, meaning what she wants to hear, meaning she's preaching to herself and trying to validate her own bad decisions and actions in the past. This Mel person, block and delete, she screamed. Yeah. Some guy tells you that you're over the hill, block and delete. Don't listen to him. Your unrealistic expectations are why you're single. Block and delete. Yeah, okay. These men who disagree with you, block and delete them all. Yeah, God forbid you listen to these men. Some of them might actually have something to say that could, help you get what you claim you want. That's not all blokes, Jaina. And do you really care what these ageists think? Wait. Wait a second. Ageists. Okay. You ladies are sizists. You're heightists. If some guy's profile says 5'11", you won't pay him the time of day. But if suddenly that 5'11 switches to 6 feet, then you'll consider him. Aren't you a heightist? These are both immutable qualities. that you were passing people over based on. But it's okay for the women to do it, but not okay for the men. So interesting, these double standards that you ladies have. There is no room in our lives for those outdated attitudes. I agree. So you ladies need to stop caring about height, because that's heightist. And you need to stop caring about salaries, too. That's salariest. Salaries. I'm making up words on the fly, just like these people do. Oh, ageist. Oh, okay. No, you need to stop being heightist. You need to stop being salariest. You need to stop being lookist, too. By the way, we all know that the truth of the matter is women care more about looks than even we men do. Okay? But they'll overlook that if you make a big fucking bundle of money, yo. Yeah. How vain. How shallow of you ladies. You're salariest and heightist. You ladies need to get rid of those outdated attitudes. Oh, no, 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 no. Can't do that. We won't even acknowledge those attitudes exist. Yeah. No accountability. Yeah. Oh, but it's not my fault that I'm single. Do not even waste your energy on people who are going to have those views. They are so irrelevant to our lives. Well, isn't that part of the problem? You're only listening to people who tell you what you want to hear. I mean, how the fuck are you going to fix anything? And the only people who are canceling you are people who tell you what you want to hear. You got to listen to detractors occasionally. If you don't listen to your detractors, you're not going to, generally speaking, get valuable, valid criticism. I just want yes, me and you in my life. Oh, well. You want simps in your life only. Okay. Yeah, your life isn't going to improve very much, but hey, at least you have a bunch of beta orbiters validating you and making you feel better about the loser that you are. Yeah, she really went off, and it was glorious. Yeah, made you feel better, huh? Yeah. It was like a cold splash of water in the face that I needed. This is not what you need. This is not what you need, okay? Somebody enabling you in your bad choices is the last thing you need. Anyway, this is Mel Schilling from Mass. Not a bad looking bub. How old is she? By the way, I see the wrinkles and the crinkles. That's one shiny forehead, yo. There's a lot of makeup there. Not bad. Not great either. And it turns out, I'm not the only one having these feelings. Oh, well, you know, if a lot of people are thinking of feeling something, it must be true. Wonderful grasp of logic you have, honey. New research commissioned by eHarmony. eHarmony? fuck would you list them on for? Found that singles over 35 are holding back more than Gen Z. What is that? What do you mean holding back? Holding back what? The 69% mistakenly believing they're too old for love. Mistakenly. Oh, so over 35. You're not too old for love. Hey, broken clock is right twice a day. People are winning the lottery sometimes. It happens. You might get lucky, but generally speaking, yeah, you are. I mean, you're 35 years old. Now you don't look good. Granted, you can take care of yourself. You can eat right. You can exercise 5-6 days a week. You can look damn good at 35, 40, 45 even, but you're not going to look as good as somebody who's 25 who's doing the same thing, and you can't have kids. Okay? Certainly not naturally. And any kids you do have, let's be honest, there's a big risk of Down syndrome and other genetic disorders or just a low IQ. And this kid will be living in your basement forever. So, not too many positives for being with you, sweetheart. Meaning that the only guys you can get are the ones you don't want. The average guys, because you're average. No, I'm not. The rich guy slept with me. So, what was her advice? If you're in a space where you're saying to yourself, I'm actually ready for something serious, and I'm looking for someone at the same point, isn't it interesting how these women only say this to themselves when they hit 30, 35, or 40? When the men that they want are no longer showing interest in them. The first thing to do is to block and delete anyone whose values don't align with yours. Well, what if your values are wrong? What if your values are evil? What if your values are holding you back? Maybe you need to change your values. Oh, no. Just double down. Just double down on a strategy that hasn't worked to date. You've been here 40 years. You've been trying the same fucking strategy. It don't work. So what's your solution? Just double down. Yeah, that's typical lefty logic. They're taking up energy that could be given to someone who deserves it. Meaning somebody who massages your ego and tells you what you want to hear. Oh, those are the people that deserve your attention, huh? I see. Let the blokes have their midlife crises. Wasn't that what you're having? You ladies with your Botox and your worrying constantly about whether or not you're going to be single forever. You got 12 cats and you're trying to justify your spinsterhood. Sounds like a midlife crisis to me. Anyway. With their terrible new haircuts, tragic sports cars, ogling at young women. Oh, yeah, that's bad. Again, as you try to look younger. That's so bad. Give me more Botox! And let's find ourselves someone a little more mature. Oh, I see. So if a man doesn't want you, he's not mature. Uh-huh. Interesting. Either he wants you or he's immature. It's a false dichotomy if I ever heard one. There's no other choices? No. Oh, no. If I entertain the possibility of other choices, I won't feel very good about myself. Yeah. With a personality that matches ours. And our core values, which are what? I don't have any values here. Oh, they run deeper than appearance. Whoa! He's got to not care about looks. You mean the things that matter most to us men? Or are you willing? Are you willing to compromise and give up the things that women care about most? Like, you know, money and status? Oh, no. I didn't hear her talk about what she was willing to give up, what she should give up. Oh, those guys out there that are making 100 grand plus a year, they got the six-pack and the six-inch cock or more and are 6'5 or taller. They should stop caring about looks. That's who she's really talking about. She's talking about those dudes because the dudes that don't fit into that category, they're not nearly as picky about who they'll get with. Because you see, they, unlike you, understand they don't have the options that those dudes in the top 10% do. So they're willing to settle. Meanwhile, you have about as many options as them, but you don't get it. You don't get it. You don't know it. So you continue to hold out. And those guys, yeah, they shouldn't care about looks. But I care about everything. I still care about everything that I want. But they shouldn't care about the things they want. No. I see. So there you go. Jaina Hawking. Oh, boy. This is a self-serving article if I've ever seen one. wants you to stop caring about age. Her and her big, giant, bulbous forehead makes her look like a fucking alien. You shouldn't care about age, man. I've got frozen eggs, and a lot of them. If you're patient, you'll be able to knock me up. It'll only cost you $100,000. But don't worry, I'll put in $100,000 too, so it's equal, it's fair. Yeah. Anybody out there want to sign up for this? Let me know in the comment section, and please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And let me know what you think of this broad.